Okay.
So, last time we saw, our Gemara says that Mikaj Bechametz Min Sheshal Zamala Einu Mekudeshes, even though the Chametz only has a Durban. Broadly speaking, we saw three opinions about the question of Kedushin being Surya and Adurbanon, in terms of just the general efficacy of it. One possibility is that we view this Gemara as being controlling precedent. You know, this is the din that Mikaj Bechametz Min Sheshal Zamala are not Mekudeshes, just as Yisurin Midoraisa are not Mekudeshes. That was the opinion of some. For example, the Ramban Kedushin, that the Gemara regarding Kuhn Shinishkadu Bazara, where the Gemara seems to consider the possibility that maybe if you hold Kuhn Shinishkadu Bazara Lav Daraisa, that the Kedushin would be Chalim. So the Ramban says, no, that means that there's no Yisurana Bechlal, not only Daraisa, but even Durban. Alternatively, we saw there's an opinion that holds basically Kedushin be Yisuri Hanad Durbanan Kechlal. Is Mekudeshes, unlike Kedushin Misuri and Adaraisa. Chametz and Chmir Bo. Chametz is something unique about it. This is the opinion we saw the Rosh would discuss. He contributed to Tosos, but I don't believe it's the Tosos that we have in front of us. And then we saw the third opinion. Sorry. we saw the third opinion that basically says it depends, right? Kedushin Misuri Hana Shigesh Lehen Ikar Min HaTorah. This is the formulation of both Ramban for this answer in the Tosos, and also Rita Bekalonimus Mishpaira in the Yukusitin Amar Marayim, Yesh Lai Nikar Min HaTorah, Inim Gudeshes, Yisuri Hanash, In Ha Nikar Min HaTorah, Is Gudeshes. Okay, so we have to come back to that, to find that. We also saw more local machlokas regarding Chametz, right? According to some Rishonim, what we're dealing with in Chametz is Chametz Zerabanan, Bishah Daraisa. In which case the question is left open, meaning Mikaj Bechametz Zerabanan, because you're talking about Chidei Kordonaisa, which is only Chametz Zerabanan, so that's what we're talking about. But Bishah Daraisa, Mivav Shal Salmal is Ba'achar Chatzos, leaving open the possibility that Chametz Zerabanan Bishah Zerabanan, the din would be different than Chametz Zerabanan in a cover of Gidil, and indeed there are some Rishonim who think that in that context, Koshin L'Kiddushav, you need to get. We have to see how that fits in with the Machlokas L'Chor, the through of Machlokas. Although we've shown themselves connected. So we get to get back to it. What we want to get to now is what is the soda of the halakha? At the very least, Kuliyam Lepligi, that the Gemara says here, at least what Rav Gidel says, whatever it is, in this case of Rav Gidel, we say the Kedushin is completely ineffective. The question is, what is the basis of that? Because that is not obvious at all. Right? Because Min HaTorah, what we have here is a fully good Kedushin, a fully approved Kedushin. Min HaTorah, this Chidei Kordonaisa, is not chametz. So this is the equivalent of Min HaTorah being Mekadesh and anything else of value. So the Rabbanan or Machmir, the Rabbanan say, we're going to consider it chametz. Okay, so what we normally think is, so we need to be Machmir. Meaning Min HaTorah, this was a fully good Kedushin, and therefore Min HaTorah, fully good Yishus comes about. To say that the Bechal not Mekadesh, that's not obvious, right? We need an explanation for that. Why is it? How is it? On what basis do we say that something which is a perfectly good Kedushin on the Daraisa level. So on what basis can the Rabbanan, do the Rabbanan come along and say, in Kedushin? Oh. So here, it seems that there are, broadly speaking, you might say, two directions in Rishonim. The first is represented by the Bahag already. And the Bahag explains that Kedushin Bechametz in Sheshach L'mala is no good. The basis for that, says the Bahag, is what? Nope, he does not say that. Afghani Rabban Kedushin, meaning, does not say that.
What?
Doesn't he also say
that?
Doesn't he also say
that? I'll look it up right now. I thought that was something he did not say. Let's see.
He says, Apagad, Mishisho, Mala, Isiru, the Chamas of the Bar, and the root of Asir, Kamakadish, and the Rabban Kadish, but Afghani Rabban Kedushin.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Right, so he doesn't mention it. Whether it's important is a separate question. I think it probably is, but maybe not for us to give. But he just mentions Afki Inu. Called Mekadesh, there was the Rabban Mekadesh, Afki Inu. So the basis for this is general principle of Skinner Rabban Lekadesh. Now this general principle is instantiated five times in Shas. It's like five cases in Shas. Where the Rabban say that we have something which is Nidar is perfectly good, and the Rabbanan came along and Afki Inu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Minei, based on something that they were concerned with one way or the other. So the Bahag is saying that principle is what the Gidel is saying we apply, or is what applies, to the case of Kiddushin bin Chametz, which is only us or Vidurbanan, Kiddushin bin Suri Hanan Durbanan. The reason that the basis for, the mechanism by which the Rabbanan were able to say this is not good Kiddushin at all is because they said, Afkinu Rabbanan the Kiddushin Mina. Mina Torah, there really was good Kiddushin. Until Rabbanan came along and said, because we answered this Behana, we're then going to be Nafia this Kiddushin. Won't work at all. There are a couple of cases in Shas where you have Afkinu, where it's not the Rabbanan coming along and actually uprooting a Kiddushin that hadn't fell, but it's the Rabbanan saying, Meikara, this Kiddushin is not going to be good in the first place. As an example, in the case of Talua v'Kaddish, the Rabbanan say, who has a Shalok Hogan, so we're going to do Shalok Hogan as well. In other words, in that case, we didn't allow the Kiddushin to be called in the first place. Yes. No, here we. The Kiddushin would have been Chal, but I mean logically yes, but time wise no, because time wise, like in the other case, you're saying this doesn't take root at all. So Afkinu was applied sort of to the negating of the initial, to nipping into the bud, so to speak. So that's what we have here. Now, what is the basis for this din of Afkinu? You know, Avraham Tzarek. So you've explained how coming to Rabbanim manages to uproot the Kiddushin Daraisa by saying that's a general principle. What is the basis of that general principle? So much ink has been spilled upon this. I think I discussed it with a bunch of you, right, that there are different views in Rishon about this question. One, which I think is probably the pashtus, and it's the one that adopted by the Rabban and the Talmidav on the whole, that basically the basis for the Din of Afkinu is just the line in the Gemara called the Mekadesh Adayt the Rabban Mekadesh, and what that means is it's essentially the equivalent of saying, the model for this is Kiddushin Amanashi Yirtza Abba, where if the father doesn't want it, so then the Kiddushin is not Chal. That's the general notion of Kiddushin al Tanai. So if the Tanai is that he should approve of it, or that even it could be that he should continue to approve of it, so then his disapproval would be able to be Mafkia. And every Kiddushin, say these are shown, every Kiddushin is equivalent of Kiddushin al Manash Yirtzu Chachamim. Some say that's assuming we have the Amira of Harayek Mishzik Kiddush Moshe Yisrael, that's the basis of it. Others, including the Ripa, say, even if he doesn't say it, it's Ki'ilu he says it, it's assumed, it's presumed. This is how, as I said, the Ramban and others explain it. This is not without its difficulties, because the Gemara has these questions, you know, in several of the places the Gemara says, wait, Tainach the Kaddish v'Kaspa, but the Kaddish v'Biyah v'Maikel v'Neymar, and if it's Kiddushin al Tanai, so that shouldn't at all make any kind of difference whatsoever. But the mechanism of Ki'inu is a Kiddushin al Tanai mechanism. It does not seem to be dependent on what means of Kiddushin you use. It seems to be completely irrelevant which Darkei Kiddushin do you use. And this is something that Durban explains, right? He says, Hatenit Kaddish v'Kaspa, Ena Mechuberli, right? She'ima Mekaddish Kiddush al Das v'Kamishin b'Telim, the Friedrich Chachamim Mahuk Shalo L'Ravina, meaning Ravina is the one who asked this question. Tenoch the Kaddish Kaspa. Kaddish Ravina Ma'igil Memar. The Ravan says, what's this question? I don't understand that. Me'ach Shalas Chacham Kaddish in Tzorach L'Hafkir Amos Mimenu. We'll get to what he's coming to in a second. Right, Elevadol Kiddushav. In other words, he's reacting to a specific parish, but this point is, well, why are we even discussing this? Tenoch the Kaddish Kaspa. What does it mean? We're showing to have different explanations of it. Ramban himself adopts the idea that what's going on here is this is an explanation for how we can presume that a person is Mekadesh al Das Rabban. In the case of Kesef, there's more reason to assume that's true. And that's what the Gemara had thought. Maybe we could say the person is Mekadesh al Das Rabbanan in the case of Kesef, but not in the case of Shtar, for reasons which I'll get to. But the basic point is what ultimately emerges is that the Yisod of Afkinu Rabban Yushimine, according to this approach, is Kiddush al Tanai. That's as opposed to two other views in Gaudim and Rishonim. The second one is probably represented best by the Tosos in Bava Basra, who basically views the way this works as an example of Akira's Dabar Min HaTorah. Afkinu is simply the general koach shel chachamim, yesh koach shel chachamim, lakar Dabar Min HaTorah, under certain circumstances, within prescribed limits, but yesh kach biyachdam lakar min Dabar Min HaTorah. Afkinu's Kiddushin is on the basis of that principle.
What exactly does that mean? What
are they mafkia? The Kiddushin.
Meaning the din of the institution of
kiddushin? The institution and all of its ramifications. How can they do that? All their ramifications are d'oraisa. Yesh kach b'yad mafram, not kor d'orban Torah. One could say different ways. I know what you're saying. You're saying it's the akira here of the chalos hakiddushin, and then all the other things are memela. That's one way to formulate it. The other way to formulate it is they don't have a memela. They can only undermine the isurim, and you know they can do that, or maybe they need to do both of them. Either way, this is what the Tosos seem to be suggesting. So that's a separate question. Either yes, or Tosos is famous for holding that Hechad Yesh Tam is Smach LeDavar. Tosos Yevamos is famous formulation. They can even be Ok LeDavar
and
Torah B'Gum Yaseh. And
where is this Smach here?
So that's a big diyun in Rishonim and Acharonim about what exactly, you know, Tam, Hagun, you know, what would qualify for that. What wouldn't qualify for that. So it's not a question which admits of obvious ready answers. Certainly not that I know, at least. But the Tosfos say this in Ramos. Well, the person will show you that the Tosfos in Bavata says this. I mean, Tosfos took note of the fact that in several places the Gemara does not say Kol de Mekadesh Dat Derabbanan Mekadesh. It just says Afkin Rabbanan LeKedushin. So, as an example, the case in Bavasra of Talua, right? So there they suggest, etc. And then they interpret the question in the Gemara, so on this view, what they suggest is, the idea is that when is it that Rabbanan either can or are willing to be Oker Darbana Torah when it doesn't render somebody in Avarion. But if it renders somebody in Avarion, then they're not willing to do that. That was what the idea was. We can Yesh Kach Hakam in the Oker Darbana Torah. He says, V'hafki Pirush Rabish, Lama, Dikadish V'kaspa, Matsu Rabbanan, Lahafkir, Ketzef, Lahasif, Matana, but here you will see. It doesn't mean, and therefore that's an explanation of the mechanism, because they weren't relying on that. Well, the Kaddish Bia, Avagab Yesh Kach Hakam, Laka Darbana Torah, Hainu Hechad, Laka Avera. That's the point. And what do they mean by invoking Hefkabit's Hefkabit? Because what they're saying is the aftermath of what happened there doesn't leave anybody with an Avera. And I think what they have in mind is nobody, it's not like she's, this is Gezel Biata now. They made it in Matana. Notice that's what they're coming to my opinion. They're coming to explain that, you know, when they can do that, Akir Zavran Torah, in the context of Kiddushin, Pekesef, and, the, you know, the act there did not involve making somebody do an Avera. The Malos are now Matana Biata Isha. They can do that. But what are you going to say about the Bia? Which is business. Oh. So that's an alternative reading. Oh, so just in terms of whether or not this qualifies as Sheva Taisa or Kumiase, so either it somehow qualifies as Sheva Taisa. I don't recall if that specifically advanced this proposition, but one could maybe make the argument that, you know, saying the Kiddushin is no good, you can't act on the Kiddushin, would be fundamentally within the powers of Yesh Kach B'Achalam Laka Dover Manatorah Sheva Taisa. Even though it would end up providing for Kumbiyaseis afterwards, but that's probably not different than any other time you're going to use it. You can obviously act upon the consequences that you can implement. So here you could say they can implement the Hafkas HaKadushin Midin Yesh Kach B'Achalam Laka Dover Manatorah because it's saying don't act on this Kadushin. Once it's so then it has a lot of consequences. You can act upon it afterwards. But the other possibility is to say that this isn't, maybe you're right, maybe this would be a case of Akir B'Kum V'Yaseh, but the Tosfos is actually held, we can do that. Even though the Gemara seems to say that it's limited, only the Megadar Melsa can do that. That's only when Leka Tam B'Smach, I'm trying to remember the exact formulation, but if there's Yesh Tam B'Smach, then he can do it. One second. I say it a few times. First they say it, on the Peches and Alf, Mitov Komer Shach Marta Lebesova, he thinks this is relevant there too. He says, Nero Luri, to lessen the name of Anansadi Daiko Minaspa, Benemar Erecha Bechach Menatora, Elamit Tekana Sokham, and Huin Amansi Yush question Rishonim, Erecha Minisabal, so the reason of the opinion is Midin Afkenu. He says, Tekana Sokham, and Huin Denaman, but Inza Akira's Dover Menatora, Kevin Shadoma Hadavar Hagun Lahamin, Kemosh Afar Shakaman, Bedavar Shish Sas Tam Vismach, Lochash of Okir Dover Menatora. So by the way, the mechanism, this is the trick, is not that the Chacham have the ability to be Oker Darbana Torah, but in this case, it's not really an Akira. If it has Tom Hagumisma, again, I would never have said this, but this is the
thesis. That's not called an Akira because
that's
it's
what it
already
is.
There.
That, well, it's not already there, but it's not a creation ex nihilo. Rabbanon only really need to be working within the limitations of you know, Akira and Dover and Dover when they're really doing something which is no precedent, which is no basis, which is really a chiddush of their own entirely. The whole concept, the whole category is something of their making. But the Tosafot say this also in, again, if you're going to the Ri, you couldn't say this because maybe they say also like what exactly does it mean. But this is the Shitas, you know, I didn't make it up. This is, he says, so this is on Pedasama Bays, this is Yivamos Kevan.
Yivamos.
He says, well, the honor of about the Isa. My Yitzhak Krash Abba Bakul. Will be near the reed, the Mishum de Yarisla, Bahavia Mason, and Selim Mishum de Yishkov, we have a Chal and Lakar Dover Shum in a Torah, but Dover Hadome, the Brash Veil. Given the Lo Yarsila, Dome and Mason Mitzvah, Mioen and Mason Mitzvah Gamor, etc. So you see, if it's Dover Hadome, if it's Tavar Shiyishbo, the formulations are different within the reed himself over here. Dover Shiyishbo, Tom, Sas, Tom, Hagum, Smach, Dover Hadome. By the way, that formulation specifically about Isha et Baal, the Rambam has as well. Asua can make some mitzvah, the Rambam says. That the Baal and Mitame alone.
Because
the
Rambam is
no. Talking about being Mitame le Isha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
So that's the trick, is applying that little, you know, Yesh Ksas, Talm, Mismach, Dabar Adome. My point is simply that if you find Tosfos saying, in this case, if this is simply Yeshkoch V'Achachamim, and it's not obvious that it's Sheva Taisa, it doesn't necessarily mean that they think it is Sheva Taisa. It could also be, this is L'shitasam, L'shitas Ari, right, that Yeshkoch V'Acham L'Agra Dabar Torah, even B'Kum V'Yaseh, where there's some kind of model, category, precedent, Midaraisa. Okay? Good? Yeah. That's another view. However, there's a third view, which seems to be Rashi's own opinion, and which I think is relevant here too. Because Rashi here also says this language. The Bala Itter also mentions just Afkinu. Rashi mentions Afkinu, but he also mentions it alongside it. What? Efkevezin Etter. Right? He says, right, this is on Daf Vav. Rashi, what's the reason? How is it that we can make, on Daf Zayin? And how is it that ain't kushin a kiddushin if minat Torah it's kiddushin? The answer is, says Rashi, right? Afa gav de asi iser hanas chametz de rabbanon de sheish maafka kiddushin Torah v'shar yishis ama. I mean, this is a deraisa she's an ishish. How is it that the rabbanon are saying not even be choshish for it? Chametz artzina mikama duktin kol mekadesh that the rabbanon mekadesh the hefker beis and hefker. They make your own. So Rashi mentions not only the inu the kol mekadesh of the bahag. He also mentions Hefker. And that's probably Lishitaso, because Rashi in various places, also in Daf Tzadi and in Yivamos, he seems to have taken a different approach to the way that it works and the basis that it works, according to which you actually are using different mechanisms in each case. If it's Kesef, so the preferred way to do it is via making the mouse Matan, and making the mouse non-Kesef. If it's bias, so then Shavuot or Banan the biasness, whatever it is, mechanism. If it's star, I'm just saying, now that's a question. What's the basis for the working star? It could very well be. In that case, they would just simply base work on condition al das. The Shitin Gometas in Ksuvos suggests basically just this. Od Kasav Vizal, this is the Shitin Gometas in Ksuvos quoting the name of Echad Migdol Yachacham. I don't know who it is, but according to the Ritzal Ashkenazi, he's a big one. He says, "Lofar near to be crossed the Shemai says, 'I feel the man the Kaddish Kassel, but Matzal Chum the Miak Kedushin Elamishim called Medad called Mekadesh Medad to Derabam Mekadesh.' In other words, if you were just based on Kiddush Kesef Hefker based on Hefker, that wouldn't have been enough. You still need to call the Mekadesh Medad to Mekadesh. The Kassel tells us that Lachaz Omer Rishas Kedushin Kedas Matzal Yisrael the Ikle Medad that feel the Lohav Mekadesh Medad Derabam have Matzal Lemeyakar Mitam Hefker based on Hefker. He says, 'The Efshel Atarets the Lokam are called Mekadesh Medad Derabam Mekadesh Elamishim Kaddish Via B'Tulam Midi.'" So, in other words, actually, you only need the kol mekadesh that they're run mekadesh for bia. But for kesef, you don't need it. Well, you have it. So, I think the assumption is But we prefer not to do the, you know, lo yiritzu chachamim if we don't have to. And we don't have to, if we have other mechanisms readily available to us, we can just use them and have it be that card that way. Such a way would be, for instance, by doing hefker beis and hefker. Okay, if you go in that direction, right, so then you certainly can understand why Rashi is mentioning in various places hefker beis and hefker. The point is that this is how they do it, at least in the cases where they can, bekesef, and in, you know, in our sugya, what we're dealing with is kesef, right? This is kedusha kesef. So basically what Rashi is saying is, in truth, min haTorah, what we have here is a perfectly good kiddushin, because you're giving her something which is not Iksurimah. There are banan asir bana, but that still would not have impacted anything in terms of the kiddushin. That would asir bana, but the kiddushin would have still been min haTorah good kiddushin. So rather, what we have is, there banan coming along afterwards and being mafkir. That's an example of afkin or banan kiddushin minah. Okay? Right, once they're mafkir, it's no longer being given as either they can, you can say that it no longer is. So that happens to be a question. That's a famous question of Nachogus, Rishon, and Achronim about what is the what are the kokos that the Bezin have under Hefker, Bezin, Hefker? Do they have the ability to simply negate somebody's bailus, or they can they also grant people bailus? That's a huge Nachogus. And in part, it could depend on the mafkor and the Gemara and Gittin. The Gemara discusses two mafkors. Of course, there one is Yafo Rav, Kol Rush Bushusho, taking away property. The other is of us being manfil, which obviously involves granting. So it could be dependent on which mugger you use. Okay. But one way or the other, hefker based hefker would solve the problem. Okay. In terms of what we were focusing on, though, this is all basically one approach. Namely, that the Rabbanan did two things here. Number one, they asserted this behana. Once they asserted behana, then what we had was me deraisa, this is kiddushin. And the Rabbanim came along and said, no, I'm not going to even have to be choshish for it. How? Hefker beis and hefker, afkina Rabbanim kiddush minay, one or the other. The point is, it's a separate legislation, a separate act of rabbinic power to negate the kiddushin. However, there are Rishonim, and I gave it to you guys, right, that say that this is all unnecessary. That we don't need a separate act of legislation from the Rabbanim. Once they asur behana, memela, minatora, there's no kiddushin. Has anybody ever been a parrots? Here? Right, and they're among these Rishonim are those who say, right, this is explicitly in contradistinction to what Rashi's saying. Some just explain it this way, and it sounds like they don't think there's separate legislation. Some say, what Rashi's saying, I don't like. Because you don't need it. You don't need the Rabbanan to act, to intervene here independently of their original asuring behana. That's not necessary. Yeah, you have it? Right, so Rami's answer to that question is Akinu. So Rabbi Ferris actually doesn't go as far as Rashi, and I think it's the Ritva who uses this language. He doesn't say, what Rashi answers here is not correct, it's something else. But he basically says the answer, which is the Yish Lamar.
Right.
And then he explains a little bit more, yeah. Okay, so two different points, and we'll come back to it. But basically, what's his explanation? He's saying that once the Rabbanan, they don't do two things here. They just simply answer by no. Once that's the case, so then the din that applies to Kedushin be Surya and other Isa will apply here too. Kevin does Surya by no, it is then not Shava anything. He actually gives you two reasons. The first one is Ladin, what exactly, why is it relevant? What's the relevance of the fact that us are Lamokro? Either way, if I were to sell it, right, I would get money. The second point you get, what's the second point saying? Lo, you say Adam Sheikh Neo, so why is it relevant? What's the answer? And why is it relevant? Should Lo,
you
say Adam
the Sheikh Neo? Right, you can't like buy anything.
And
it's worthless.
There's no value to this thing on the market. It has no market value. I can't find, if nobody's willing to buy it from me at any price, it means that it has no monetary value, right? That's what he's saying. Practically speaking, if you go, you know, eBay, you can put it at 1 cent. Maybe you can put it at 1 cent, fine. Put it at 1 prut, whatever the prut is, right? Nobody will buy it. It's not worth it to anybody to have it. If that's true, why do you need the first thing? And what is that first thing? What?
Yeah, I don't understand that part.
So I think there's actually two different points of making here. It's important, we'll come back to it. I'll just mention now, I think what he's saying is independently of that. Even if, let's say, on the black market, let's say there could be people that would buy it. Let's say there are other people that could buy it. But if it's usher for you to sell it, so then we don't consider market value, you know, by ill-gotten means. The only way for you to get market value for this is to do something that you're not allowed to do. So Allah is not going to take that into account. In other words, Allah has to assess, it has to evaluate the value of this thing. But for its purposes, it's not going to be assuming illegal conduct. It's a gemaisa. But the story is, what should have happened is different than what did happen. I remember reading this, I think it was like 2010 maybe. There was somebody who had to pay an enormous sum. They were garishing a stuffed owl. Decoration. Owl.
Oh. Now, it's a bird.
Yeah.
Now this was Yarshin from like 1915. You know, bought all day Yerusha from 1915. I think in like the 30s. I'm making up the numbers now, but basically the idea is. In the 30s they made it illegal to do so and also to traffic it, to trade it. So it's not legal to sell. It's illegal to buy, it's illegal to sell. Stuffed owls. Now what the Americans should have done is said, okay, so then there's no value to it. What they did do, and this is why I remember it's a good maisa, is they said, it seems like a wonderful thing, and they gave it some sort of arbitrary value. So in the meantime, this person had to sell like his actual property to pay taxes on something that he was not allowed to sell. He yarshined this owl, which was worth, they said, like $5 million. He couldn't actually sell the owl to pay the taxes on it. Instead, he had to, you know, sell other things. So it's a good story. What they should have done was to say, right? It's worthless because you're not allowed to trade it. To determine something's worth via the market is something that if, you know, on our own rules, we're the ones, the evaluators, the assessors of the value. If our own rules, you can't do that. So then we can't use that as you know, so you can't be mocked of it.
Yeah.
It's true that if you were to do so, maybe you find somebody to buy it on the black market. But you can't assume the black market in assessing, you know, if you're the assessor and it's your rule, and you enforce that rule, and you believe he's beholden to your rule, so then it would be kind of perverse to say, it would be perverse in the context of taxes, because you're doing it with kovasa, right? It would be perverse to say that on the one hand, you're not allowed to sell this, you can't sell it. On the other hand, we're going to assume that you did, you know, in terms of assessing its value. If you did, this is what it would be worth, and say, based on that, you know, here, you're giving me taxes. So, right, the way for the government to assess the value is going to be assuming compliance with the government law, with law, right? So if the halakha is assessing value, I think is what he means, right? But even if you were to say on the black market, you could get, you know, something for it, we're not going to condone that. We don't recognize that. It's not something that we would take into consideration in terms of our evaluation. What we want to know is, Lamaisa, how can you be mocked at this? And the answer is, you can't. In other words, the point is that this does not, as far as halakha is concerned, represent easily changeable shovi that you could just simply go to the market. That's what shovi is, right? It's simply interchangeable. This thing right here, its value is due to the fact that I can go tomorrow and get the dhamim in return. But if the halakha doesn't allow you to do that, forbids you to do that, so that's not going to be something that we can assume in evaluating its value. I think that's what he means there when he says that, first of all, asur limkor. We'll see. Another Rishon says involves this factor, and some Achronim are bothered by it. They say, but in Mavar Ve'asa, I think that's the idea. And then he says, separately, you know, even if we, let's say, ignore that factor, let's say we did take into account the black market, we acted like the U.S. government in taxes, right? But Lamaisa, whereas the owl, maybe somebody you'll find somebody to buy. Here, nobody's going to buy because, you know, the market consists of mostly people that are you know, using their money. We would presume. So that sounds like what the Rabbeinu Peretz is saying. One way or the other, the point is, what's he saying? He's saying there's no separate legislation here. Once you asar bana, then the din of normal kedushin b'isuri hana follows, the normal din being, there's simply no value to this item. This is something which the Ritva makes very clear is in contrast to Rashi. Right? And obviously the question is going to be, what does Rashi hold? But the Ritva makes this clear that what Rashi's saying here is completely unnecessary. You guys get up to this now, right? The Agav Orche Shaminan, based on the Gemara we hear, you see, Shemakad B'Yisur HaNa Derabanan In Choshishin L'Kiddush HaKlal, a
afilu hachmer. But let me show him time at the kol mekadesh dad rabban mekadesh because of a rab alayder. I don't know why he. I do maybe left Machmon Mimerecha. He does mention it, but so does Rashi. We don't want to do Rashi. Elo shekach dino min haTorah de shvei pruta amar Rachmana v'lecha. This is not shvei pruta, right? It should be mekadesh because it requires you to be nosein shvei pruta. It's not shvei pruta. You know, if the cash is in check, it doesn't matter why not. Why aren't people buying it? Why can't I find anybody to give me a pruta in exchange for it? Really doesn't matter. Bottom line is, if it's us or b'hanah, that means you're not going to find anybody. Right? Again, he doesn't mention the other point, the fact that it's us l'mochro. I've explained why I think that might be relevant. He's just making the point, it isn't a shrei pruta.
So that's a different view.
We're going to get into this, you know, how to understand this. Why doesn't Rashi say this? Let's see what's going on here. But before that, you have the Rishonim here mentioning that this has a nafkamina, very simple nafkamina. And the nafkamina they suggest is, the case that I have outlined, I give you a couple more makaros for it, what is the halacha of other cases where there's a din derabanan? The rabbanan are concerned about something that the Min haTorah wasn't. The kedushin went forward anyway. What do we say? Do we say that even though midaraisa, everything here is perfectly kosher, but inasmuch as the rabbanan expanded something which would possible the kedushin if it were daraisa, and they said that this is such a case, then it's not going to be good, or not. What case is that?
What the cases?
Okay, give me another one besides what I'm thinking.
Acrobus.
What?
Acrobus.
No, that's all the category though. Potentially, if the acrobus were derabanan, that would be irrelevant. But that's just the same category as something which is only us or not, but derabanan.
So what are you looking for?
Another case, another case where derabanan said we're makbid on something based on our legislation. Where that did deraisa applies, the kedushin would ruin the kedushin. It would undermine the act as a valid act of kedushin. That's the case of psule edim derabanan. What do we say about this case? Mekadesh bifne edim psulim derabanan. There's no gemara that tells us what the law is. What happens if you have psulim derabanan? Right. So min haTorah, these edim are perfectly good edim. Right. You have mishas and kedushin. Let's say two gamblers. Happens to be mishas. What could be? Most rishonim assumed that it was derabanan, but not all rishonim. Dub it as an example, but it's not Kubia Lamanda Umar Aswak Lokanya is a psul deraisa. But let's say take a standard view, right? Misachim Kubia, two gamblers who happen to be the Eidim. So Min haTorah, as far as Torah is concerned, this is Kiddush, right? Because these people are Sheirim as Eidim Min haTorah. They're Rabbanan Pasul them. So what do we say? How can we say anything but we have to be Machmir for the Kiddush? Because it's true that your bottom these are psulim. So what the rabbanon will say is, you know, you can't live as husband and wife yet. You have to be mekadesh again. But can we say we're not going to recognize the kedushin klal? We're going to be not machmir for it. So this question, the Ritva places as, you know, an nafkamina to the issue that he's dealing with. He says that the basis for this is not what Rashi says, what the Balayter says, right? That afkinu rabbanon kedushin minei. That's not how this works. Rather, it's based on the point that once the Rabbanan asserted it, bid hanah, so then in Mela, it emerges that there's no shobi to Isur hanah, because try it, it doesn't work, right? So then he says, v'kei machikain, and inasmuch as it is so, ha-mekadesh b'psulei edus the Rabbanan, choshishem l'kidushav, l'chumra k'din tovr, ta'ika mamam gamor, v'edim sheirim min haTorah. Right? Akan b'shem rabo hara. Now, okay, so first, who's he responding to here? So we know that there are Rishonim who say, Mekadesh ve'edim sulim midi rabbanan in choshen l'kidushav. That's not the prevalent psak in Rishonim's times. The Rambam I gave you as an example. Pasuk choshen l'kidushav.
What is
choshen? What?
Is choshen?
Yeah, choshen. I feel like I'm being challenged a lot. Yeah, go ahead, read it. Yeah.
Right.
That's the.
But in Loratza.
Okay. So what?
Yeah.
So that's the standard view in Rishonim. However, that isn't the view of the Baha. The truth is, it's funny because there's a Gilgul this in the way it's reported.
So the Itter we saw.
But when you look it up, it actually. Well, yeah, but I think I sent you both, right?
Yeah.
Did I say use a Bahag originally? I don't think I did, actually. The line that is I believe, the line that is quoted in the name of the Baal Iter, the Rishon here quoted the name of Baal Iter, but the truth is that... No, I'm sorry, hold on. I'm wrong on that. The Bahag actually does address the question, but he says what the older Rishon said. He says, Zeheka the Kaddish Isha B'Sulei Edis Yerobanam. Dusham al yelohahu ad the other mikdash beating shir al pafilohachi lo mishdar yelohama below get el beget. So that is the position of Rakam. Sorry, the Baal Iter is the source of this, reporting the name in the name of the Rif, a tshuva that he found, but the Rif disagrees.
From the Rif,
the Baal Iter cites a tshuva from the Rif. I don't think we found this tshuva. I was in it. And the Rishonim don't quote it independently. They say they saw this in the Baal Iter.
I think we showed it in the
Sikhro. Yes, I'll get to that in a second. Most Rishonim don't actually cite this, but they cite it approvingly, but they read him in Rashi. But the Sefer Iter writes, Vishubos, this is the Shubos of the Rif, Kolhani, the Sidim in Yerbanan, Kigon Aroim, the Gabayim, the Muxin, Im Kidesh Isha, Vifneim, Afilu Shnein, Modin, both have Sikidush and Klau. Vein et Shikha, I'm going to get. What's the explanation for that? There can only be one explanation for that. There's already going to be. I think there's actually an alternative explanation. I'll get to it in a minute. But what's the simplest explanation? What he actually says? On what basis? Yeah. They're eating sharing their arisa. And I'm asking, on what basis is this? No? Afkinu. Right, they called Mekadosh, that they're about a Mekadosh, Afkinu, they're about a Kiddush Mina. Then he cites that this is Machlokas, because the shield was Barabacha, or I caused the Tzricha Mina again. The thing that's Rabbeinu Hai. So the truth is that the Iter does not cite this shita that holds Kaddish for 15 Avim Sulam Jerabanan is no good because Afkina doesn't cite our Sukhya. And one could wonder, maybe they just held. There's just this din of Afkina. We know Afkina bound the Kedushim, and it applies in various places, right? What would be one precedent where we see such a thing? Who was a Shalok Hogan? He must have Shalok Hogan. When he married Kneged Ritzonam, Shalok Hogan, so the Rabbanan came along and they uprooted the Kiddush. Or, as an example, when he was Mevatel, the Shliach, the Shalok of Bezin, Bitlo, so there's a day that holds, right, Eino Mevutel, but the day that holds it, Mevutel says Mevutel, but still, there's a din der Rabbanan that you shouldn't do it. If you do it, Afkin Rabbanan the Kiddush Mina. Violated the din der Rabbanan, the Rabbanan came along and said, Afkin Rabbanan the Kiddush Mina. Okay. Well, could have made an independent argument for that. And the truth is that you don't see the comments from Shesha Asal Mala precedent in the Baal Iter himself. Where you have it is the Shud Zichron Yehuda, and you can understand that, because this is a very powerful tool, and one that has the potential to destroy whole worlds of halacha. So we use it very sparingly, if at all, and therefore the Zichron Yehuda says that the argument was that Mevatlin Kiddushin in such a case, that Afkinu is applied in such a case, based on our sugya, right? The chametz mishay shal samala kiddushin bisurei hanah derabanan. This is a valid kiddushin min haTorah, and it's only the rabbanan that come along and say afterwards, "What we're going to do is akino. We're going to be treating our derabanans as if they were deraisa for all purposes that would possible if it were deraisa." The idea being, if we assume that what's going on here is based on what Rashi says, namely, afkino rabbanan kiddushin minay. Once you use this thing, which is puzzle, the Rabbanan, they also followed through on that for the consequences and puzzle the Kiddushin. So that's true regarding Yisuri Hanah Derabbanan. That'll be equally true regarding Suleidus Derabbanan. Both cases, you have something which the Rabbanan puzzled, which were Deraisa, that would be something which is not Kiddushin. So the Rabbanan came along and they uprooted the Kiddushin, Afkina Rabbanan Kiddushin Minei. Right? So for Rashi, you have a good precedent. You have a precedent from Chametz Vishesh Al Salamalas. But if you hold, that's not what's going on here. In fact, the Rabbanan don't do that. It's not based on a separate legislation. That is not a further rabbinic enactment. That is simply because once they ossered it, it isn't worth anything. So this is exactly what the Ritva cites in the name of the Rav, right? He says, meaning there is no precedent to say Afkinu Rabbanan in such a case where there's Eidim Minatora, Kesef Minatora. Even though Midrabanan, there isn't one of these things, but we have no precedent to say, oh, Afkinah Rabbanan L'Kedushim. We don't do that. We don't see that it's done, we don't do it. So that would be certainly a good raya against. The truth is that even if you assume what Rashi assumes, that it is based on Afkinah, one can still say, okay, but that's where we see it, and we don't see it. Meaning, now let's say we adopt Rashi on our side, we do need, and we do have, the Yesod of Afkinu in this context of Hefker Bez and Hefker. It's true that the Rabbanan did use Afkinu in that case, in the case of Chametz. That isn't precedent, though, for a similar kind of Sul de Rabbanan, which would possible. This is the Rashi, was famously, the Michasos, the Rashi basically says, what I just said, part of a more general focus here, basically, is this mechanism to be implemented, you know, elsewhere? There's two different levels of the machlokas here. There is one question, which is, do we ever have afkinu outside of the five cases where the Gemara explicitly says afkinu? That's one question. There's a separate question, which is, do we ever apply afkinu where there isn't already a Gemara precedent for it? The difference between these is, in theory, one could say, we only apply it where we see the Gemara applied it. However, the Gemara applies it even where it doesn't explicitly mention it. These are both machlokas. Does the Gemara apply it where it isn't explicitly mentioned? So this is a machlokas in local cases, as an example, us. But there are others, right? Eidach of Mitzvah. Some Rishonim, like we've seen already, say that that's based on Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushim. Others say, no, when the Gemara applies Afkas Kedushim, it tells you Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushim. If it doesn't say that, it's not happening. Another example, Arya pointed out to me. Right, I told you I would mention it. Arya pointed out to me that Rashi in the Gemara Kedushim, David Gimel, says that Libid Beishamai, the Gemara thought that the Libid Beishamai, it doesn't make sense to jump from Pruta to Dinar. It should have said, let's say as an example, Shtei Prutos is good enough. We don't, Pruta is not the line for Beishamai in terms of Kedusha Kesef, but we don't see why it should be Dinar. The two answers of the Gemara there, this is how it seems Rashi understood it. The second answer is, I think it's Rava. I'm sorry, it's Yibbezim and Al. So the Gemara there says, right, the Gemara had asked, but Ema Shtei Prutos. Maybe Shtei Prutos should be this year, not Dinar, which is more than that. Gemara gives, it sounds like Rashi understood this as two different answers. Gemara says, Kevin da Fikte mi Pruta Ukma Dinar. However, that's the idea that once it wasn't a Pruta, it had to be Devar Chashev. And once, what is Devar Chashev? That's something which is long, the Masar Kaz al-Hacham. Let the details to be determined by the Rabban. Then the Gemara says, Rabba Amar Hain Taima de Beisham Rishal Yibbeno Sisrael Hefker. Now Rashi apparently thought that the second approach, that this Maimar Rabba is an alternative answer to the question. Hainu de Amar Taima de Beisham Rishal Yibbeno Sisrael Hefker, which basically said, in a Chinam Yerosh, which Shtei those really should be the Din. But nonetheless, Beishamai didn't want Benazir to be Hefker. Right, it was demeaning to them to be Beishtei Prutus. Okay, so then that invites the question. Okay, it's great that Beishamai didn't want that, but Zohar did. So how do you say that? Mikadosh Pelkos Mizez, we don't have to be Choshri, so Rashi explains, pointed out already. It says, Tehefker, Liknos Bedavar Muad, Midi Rabbanan Hu, Dekar Mela Beishamai, Dafkei Rabbanan Likidushin HaPusin Midina. Right? So you find, this is all these are machlokos. You find that there are Rishonim that disagree about whether the hidden, the unstated principle at play in various cases is Hafkas Kedushin. One could easily say, I agree that we can't apply this outside of where the Gemara does, but we can apply it where the Gemara does. Right? If that's true, that could be why there's such a focus on the question of Chamesh Meshe Shavas Lamala, because one could say, well, maybe that's the exact issue. Is do we find they're going to do it? Not can they? Do we find that they did? And the argument is, you know, if Chamesh Meshe Shavas Lamala is the case of Afkinu, so then it's very similar, closely related. It's basically the same principle that would allow for Psule Ezer Banan, right? It's in this context where the Rashi basically says, the Rashi is, I believe, if I recall correctly, on both issues, he is quite restrictive. Wherever we don't find that exact case, it cannot be applied elsewhere. This is what the Rashba says at length in his Tshuva. This is the Shudam Parashim, Yichasel Zerban, Tzimikuf Chafei. He says, and he has a good argument for it. He says, if this were such an available, you know, this is basically an equivalent argument
of Rabbeinu Tam versus the Shita that among others the Rambam adopted about Tainus Me'usalai. When are we kofin Lagarish? Not via social pressure like Ora, but like physically. The Rambam was of the opinion that basically any time, even if she just says Me'usalai, kofin Lagarish. According to the Rambam, that would be, you know, Ora would have a lot more at its disposal. I'm not saying it would be implemented, but in theory at least. The Rebbeinu Tam was not here. One of the major rights he went to is how easy would it have been for us to have used that to get rid of all these problems? He gives us an example. I don't remember the Gemara. One of the Amorites, it's sad, but it's a little bit complicated. She was so upset about her husband, I don't remember what exactly the case was, that she was nederis, that she'll never have be with him again. And the reason was because she wanted to dissolve the marriage. You know, that was one of the rights. Like, why wouldn't you just say, oh, Musalai, and, you know, that would be good enough. Apparently that wasn't good enough. And that's why she had to create this halachic problem of a nether with ishus. So this is what basically the same kind of idea, which is, you know, we have all these cases of Rabban and they never use it. He says, Lefisha Edus, he rejects this riff. Lefisha Edus Psule de Rabbanan Minadin Edusu, Ba'achi Yafarsha Lechashi Ein Choshen Lahem, Afle Inin Eshazish, oh, I should hurry now. Harim Bechal Edus Sherim Lahakim Yishal Torah. Umisha Makir Laharaya, Vaha Bisha Amru Gabe Vahulay. He says, Ein Zayin Yikal Lechal, Lechom Asha Amru Chacham Lo Shaloy Asekin. You don't have a Raya that, you know, that if you do something that the Rabbanan don't like, so then you're going to be off the Yikdish. And he starts quoting all these cases in Shas, where it would have been very easy for us to simply say, right, that this is no good, because that we can be mafkei the kedushin, but we don't do it. But he says, so in theory that would mean, I think in theory that could be, even if you're right that the case of Yisuri had not a Darabanan, let's say, because the Rosh himself happened to be the opinion that's what it was based on, right? In other words, he goes with Rashi on this. But even so, Hechad Amar Amar, Hechad Lo Amar. So it's true, you find in the case of Yisuri and not a Darabanan that he did it, but it's not something that we apply beyond, even if it's something which you could argue is analogous, we don't apply to analogies. Alternatively, you have what the Ritva says, which is, again, based on our Sugya, it isn't analogous, right? Because what we have there is something else. So basically what we said is, it's possible you're going to reject the, you know, Edim Psulim Derabanan comparison if either you think that the basis for this din is like the Rebbeinu Peretz and with the Rebbe himself, right, with the Ra'ah, that it's simply, once it's Asar Bana, then it loses Shobin, it's not Kedushin Midaraisa already, doesn't require separate legislation, or if you think that even if it requires separate legislation, Afkin Rabbanan Kedushin Minei, but that would just be an instance where we find that it's been applied, but the general principle that we have is we don't apply it to new cases. Only what Chazal did and not what we do. Right? I think it is possible, just to complete the picture, to argue that Psuli Ezer Banan will be Enu Kiddushin Klal, even if you assume that Afkinu is not to be applied outside. In other words, you could argue that it wouldn't require Afkinu either. The argument for that would be, ironically, something which I think would emerge from already the Ritva, but not where he's applying it. But the Ritva basically has this yisod. He says this yisod, the idea of general of a derabanan impacting a deraisa, which Chametz is an instantiation of, is where the din deraisa concerns something pragmatic, practical. Like, does it float or not? And if it doesn't float, it doesn't really matter why. Right? So, yisur enah. Can you get on the market? Can you trade it for something of value? Yes or no? If the answer is no, it really doesn't matter. Why? Because the din d'oraisa was it has to be something which you can trade for value. The Ritva itself applies this to Edim Hapsulim Midarabanan. But Edim Hapsulim Midarabanan where? In the context of, anybody know? The Mesachim B'Kuvya of the Inyan Shvuas Hayedus.
It is 115.
All right, so if you want to start with the Mesachim, I'll just pick it up.
I have to.
Anyway. Okay. All right, we'll pause.